He is with MLB.com, our good friend. Tracy Ringlesby joins us every Monday here on the program, unless we don't have a show, and then it'll be Tuesday. Tracy, what's going on today?
Nothing. I'm just glad to hear Monty's back. I've been really worried about him since last week.
Well, you'd be surprised. If you looked at him right now, you'd ask, how was the other guy? He's sporting a black eye under his left eye, Tracy.
Oh, Dino caught him.
Yeah, well, he'd take a lot more than that, let me tell you
what.
Oh, my
God, that's awesome. That's pretty good, Tracy.
Not really.
That was actually pretty funny. I haven't laughed like that on the show in a long time.
Yeah.
How's it going, Tracy?
Good. You know, a little muddy, a little wet, a little snow, a little wind.
It's January in Wyoming.
Yeah,
did the wind
blow at your place last night?
You know, I remember a lot more snow than this and a lot more cold, but I really don't remember, like, these last 2 days. With this wet, heavy snow in January.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
There's like 47 degrees today.
It's amazing because, you know, the snow we got last week was the powdery, fluffy, you know, stuff. And then, of course, but when it warms up as quick as it did, I mean,
right.
it just completely, yeah, it's nuts. So
what else is up, guys?
Now, what's going on in the baseball world right now? I thought I read something about Nolan Arenado and arbitration and what they're going to say. Is that something that's going on right now with the Rockies right now?
Yeah, he's got his second of 4 years of arbitration coming up. And, you know, they've kicked around a multi-year deal. But, you know, really to me, there's no sense doing it in a multi-year deal till next year at the earliest. I mean, you got him for 3 more years. You just play it out. I mean, I think too many teams get themselves in too much of a bind with long-term contracts, and you know, I don't think the last 4 or 5 years usually pay off. When they get into these big deals, and I'm certainly not saying I don't want the Rockies to keep Nolan, but I just think your money's better invested to not get too carried away too soon. And I mean, look at what Florida's gotten in the 2 years since they signed Giancarlo Stanton to that 13-year deal.
Yeah.
So, like, he hasn't even played 200 games. So, I mean, I know everybody wants you to keep all your best players, but the key part there is, you know, you got to get your farm system moving forward, and you keep finding replacements. Tulowitzki leaves, and you bring Trevor Story in. And that's what you've got to be able to do. I mean, whenever something happens in the outfield, Tapia's going to be ready. Dahl's already here. There's more guys coming, and you know, who knows? And I think it's interesting. Who knows? They may get Cargo signed because Cargo forced the issue last time. Boris threatened to sue Cargo's father before the news conference, was screaming at him back in the back room, and then went out and talked about how great it was to deal with the Rockies and how they had a commitment to their players. But if Cargo wants to do like a 4-year deal, I don't see the Rockies saying no to it. You know, if he wants to do 8 or 9 years, I don't know that I'm not going to pay a player at Coors Field where there's a lot of ground to cover and stuff until he's 39 years old. I mean, as much as I personally like Todd Helton and stuff, that became an albatross.
Mm-hmm. What's Cargo got left on his contract? Is this his final year coming up?
Yeah, this is the final year. Okay. And I think, you know, so that they start exploring different ideas and kicking different ideas around. And a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, if he thinks he's going to get 7 or 8 years, I'd say no.
Why don't you see more teams saying no to that? Is it just because I'm just, you know, when the Cardinals were dealt Albert Pujols, or when he left to go to the Angels, they weren't going to give him the years that he wanted. But I guess why don't more
pretty
teams
smart,
say
right?
No?
Pretty smart, right?
It was a pretty smart deal.
Well, because I think people are always there. You've got this. Like, you want to make a statement to your fans. Well, the best statement to your fans is if you win.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember when Gebhardt signed Bichette to that last 3-year contract or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we get done with the news conference. It's in November. I'm like, Geb, how could you give Bichette 3 years? He goes, oh, you guys would have skewed us if we didn't. And what would the fans have said? I said, you know what? If you're not winning in August, the fans are going to say the same thing, whether you have Bichette or you don't. You know, the way the fans will be happy, the way the public will be happy, is if you win. And if you don't win, it doesn't matter if you have Troy Tulowitzki signed for $20 million a year for 10 years. They don't care if you're not winning.
I know it's the dead of winter, but how many weeks before the pitchers and catchers report? It can't be more than about, what, 5 weeks?
It's a month. They report on, because they report early this year because of the WBC. So we're looking at a month.
I want to go back to Nolan for a second. You mentioned there's not a need to get this thing done, a long-term deal right now, done with him. All indications, and I know you say it a lot, all indications are that he's still happy. He's not too concerned about getting anything long-term right now, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to upset him if he doesn't have a long-term deal right now. I mean, I think he's young enough, got enough ability and enough confidence in himself. All he can do is maybe build the market up more, but, he's either going to be really wealthy or he's going to be super wealthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he goes to arbitration, he's probably going to get $8 or $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not, he's not going to be 26 years old, he's going to make $8 or $9 million, and he's going to know he's got bigger paydays coming. I mean, sometimes common sense has to enter into the equation, and it doesn't always.
We know Trevor Story missed the last couple months of the season with an injury. What's the latest on him? Expected to make a full recovery? Are there any concerns with how he's come back from injury?
No, I mean it was an injury that knocked him out, but it wasn't a serious. It wasn't a career threatening injury. It was, you know, it was a broken thumb.
Yeah,
you know, I mean. So, no, there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind he'll be back and he'll be ready to go, and we'll just see how he can build off of last year. You know, that's his challenge now, is not to worry about the expectations that you or I or Monty or Jack Spade have for him, but just go out and play the game as well as he can play, and if he has a bad week, not panic. And I think that's what happens with a lot of young players. They have a really good first year, and then they think they're going to punch their ticket to Cooperstown in their second year. They don't. You know, they're going to have to make adjustments. Pitchers are going to have a book on them. They're going to make adjustments. So then it becomes incumbent upon that player to make his adjustments.
I feel honored to be included in that, you know, with Monty, you and Jack in the same breath. That's
something. Yeah, I said it doesn't matter what you think.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Oh, but any of this thing. Okay,
it's not a very exclusive group.
Yeah,
I thought it was fairly exclusive. Tracy Ringlesby joining us here in the Sports Zone. So right now, up until players and catchers report, is it kind of all quiet on the Western Front for baseball, and at least until that gets going.
Well, I don't know. DePoto's still breathing. So. He's made. What did the guy tell me today? He was looking it up for me. 60 deals in 16 months.
60 deals in 16 months.
Yeah, 95 players or something like that.
That's doing some work.
Yeah. You know, you're changing everything over. You're getting rid of. I think he's got nine players left from the 40-man roster the day he got there. And, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's taking a totally different approach in Seattle. We'll see if it works. The other one wasn't working.
No.
So are the Rockies pretty well set on their lineup now? You don't see any deals or anything happening now between now and the start of spring training? Are they pretty well set on everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know no one wants to believe it, but I mean, I honestly think that they got Ian Desmond to play first base.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian Desmond has been working out hard at first base, and if he's not there, I think he'll feel like he was lied to. He also knows within a year or two he might not be there. But that was part of their thought process. And to me, it's a smart idea, is that, okay, we need a first baseman. Well, these guys are looking for 4 and 5 years, and they're adequate at best at first base, and they're in their mid-30s, and they want 4 and 5 years. What are we going to do with them at the end of their contract? You look at Desmond and you say, you know, he doesn't block anybody. If Jared Patterson's ready, if they decide to put McMahon at first base and he's ready, Desmond can go play so many different places, and he's such a great guy on a team. When you look at what he did to learn how to play center field last year, and he was pretty good by the end of the year, okay, you've got a guy that if Story goes down, guess who plays second base? Or shortstop. If LeMahieu goes down, guess who plays second base? If something happens to Arenado, guess who plays third base? he can do all these things in the next few years, as well as play first base. So you've signed a guy for 5 years, but it's a Zobris type thing. You're looking at a guy saying, this guy can be an everyday guy offensively, but more importantly, he can be an everyday guy at a lot of different positions, so wherever our need arises, he's the guy that goes, he's Mr. Fix-It. So, I mean, I think that, to me, that was a great move.
Always appreciate it, Tracy. I'm guessing you're headed over to Laramie on Wednesday and then again on Saturday.
If the weather holds, I'll be there.
Definitely so. Well, we'll see you over there, Tracy. Thank you so much.
I'll be looking for money. I missed him the last couple times.
Well, things were a little tough.
You got a black eye.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was screwing around trying to fix the cable box, and I slipped and banged my head on a cabinet.
What happened was he was holding himself up right with a shelf, and the shelf
gave way,
and he got hit in the eye with the shelf.
No, I didn't hit the shelf. I hit the cabinet.
You hit the cabinet.
Hit the cabinet. Yeah, yeah. Put a big cut on my eye and gave myself a shiner.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good look.
Well, I honestly believe that story because you wouldn't make that up.
No,
you would not make that up to tell on yourself.
But no, you should see the other guy, Tracy.
Yeah, you ought to see the shelf.
Bill Shelf?
Yeah, bye.
See you, Trace.